Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, Stress Mama. You blew up for the 10th time today. You thought being a mom would feel fulfilling and rewarding, but instead you keep hearing yourself say words like, I'm such a failure. I'm not cut out to be a mom. I'm the only angry mom who just can't keep it together. I'm traumatizing my kids for life. My kids will grow up to hate me. You know that being a mom is an important role that you have, and you desperately desire to know that you are a good mom. You tell yourself, it'll get better tomorrow. Somehow. But days are passing by with the same scenario repeating over and over again. Imagine if this was your reality. If you woke up before your kids and you had your coffee in peace and silence. If you were excited to see your kids even when mornings didn't go as planned and you were able to remain calm. You felt ahead of your day instead of feeling like you're drowning. You asked for help without any shame or guilt. You could regulate your emotions without experiencing daily explosions. This is the power of shifting your mindset and prioritizing what is truly important in life. When you prioritize yourself, set healthy boundaries, and learn ways to manage your stress, you show up differently for your family. Your energy changes, your mood is positive, and you start sharing your calm with your kids. In my one-on-one coaching program, I teach you how to prioritize your needs without guilt. Ask for help without feeling bad, releasing stress in a healthy way, emotionally regulate, and overcome mom guilt. I help you create peace and calm in your home that will affect the rest of the family. If you're sick and tired of feeling like a failure in motherhood, then this program is for you. Send me a message via email, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy, or on my Instagram. My handle is emotionallyhealthylegacy. And just send me a message. Say, I'm interested in your coaching program. I would like to learn more. And also, there's a link in the show notes with the details about the coaching program and how it works and how much it costs. And mama, I'm inviting you to invest into your motherhood and gift your kids of a calm and patient mom. This holiday season, there's going to be family members that are going to be asking you what you want for Christmas. Instead of telling them to buy you materialistic gifts, ask them to give you money so then you can invest into yourself.
Hi, friend. I know you can hear the baby in the background, so I apologize for that. I wanted to let you know, because this is Black Friday week, I have an extra bonus for you. So if you sign up by November 30th and you reach out to me to sign up for my one-on-one coaching program, you get an extra 4 weeks of Voxer support. It's a walkie-talkie app that you get to message me Monday through Friday, ask any extra questions, have me keep you accountable. And it's the bonus that you get if you sign up by November 30th. Can't wait to support you, Mama.
Now let's get into our episode all about feeling like you never have enough alone time. Have you ever been there where you feel like you literally just cannot come up for air? It feels like you're just drowning. And if you just come up for air, you get a gasp and then you feel like you're being pulled down again. And it seems like no matter how much alone time you get, it just feels like never enough. And I have an explanation for that. What I believe is the reason for you feeling that way and what you can do to not experience that anymore. Here's the thing. If you feel like you never have enough alone time, and when you do get it, it still feels like not enough, it's because you're waiting to get that alone time when you already feel like you're drowning, when you already feel like things feel really hard, when you already lost your cool. The reason you feel that is because you do it when things are already falling apart. You don't do it proactively. So I create alone time for myself every single day. I usually get up in the mornings before my kids and I have my alone time. I'll make some a little bit in the afternoon, sometimes right before I pick up my kids, sometimes when I get them back from school, typically before I pick them up. I will create alone time in the evening. Sometimes I'll ask my husband to put the kids to bed. In general, my kids are in bed around 8 p.m. So I have a little bit of time to myself to connect with my husband or just take a bath or read a book. Or if I want to work on my business, I typically don't. But I create that time for myself on a regular basis. I rarely ever have the feeling like I never have enough alone time. And whenever I feel like I need alone time, I communicate it with my family. Because you know what happens when I don't have that alone time? I don't show up as my best self. I start feeling annoyed. I start feeling frustrated. I start feeling agitated and bitter towards my family. It doesn't show up well. I'm an introvert. I'm highly sensitive. Alone time is absolutely crucial for me daily in order to function well and show up as my best self. I absolutely need that time. And so if you're like me and you feel like you're constantly drowning and you feel like you never have enough alone time and you're like me who's highly sensitive and is an introvert, I need you to recognize you will need more alone time than an average mom and you will need to schedule in it on a regular basis. This is not once a month type of thing. This is a daily or every other day, definitely a weekly thing. But I would say even more than that. You need to create that space in your life, and that will happen by saying no to other things. That will happen by setting some boundaries with your kids, putting them to bed a little bit early, and if they do get up early in the morning, teaching them strategies and skills to stay in their bedroom, to stay in their room, or giving them activities to do so they don't interrupt with your alone time. If my kids get up before 7 o'clock, that's fine. But I tell them you can go back to your bed, you can go lay on my bed, or you can lay quietly on the couch, but there's no talking to mama because this is mama's alone time until the timer rings. And they already know that because that's an expectation I set up ahead of time. So mama, if you feel like you never have alone time, we need to kind of reassess in your life, what is taking that away from you? How can you create that alone time? And what can you say no to? You literally cannot do everything. You can't be committed to all the things you're committed to right now, doing all the things on your plate and still have alone time. In order to create alone time, which means you're going to have to say no to something else. And sometimes it's unpleasant and it's uncomfortable and some people will be upset. But I need you to look at the big picture. What is it costing you to not have alone time? How are you showing up to your family? It's pulling from somewhere. It's pulling from your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, or your mental well-being. It's pulling from somewhere. I need you to understand that. I know so many moms that I talk to, they say, oh, I feel so bad taking time for myself. Maybe. But the more you practice it, the less guilt you're going to feel about it. I heard this quote somewhere in another podcast. She's like, feel the guilt and do it anyway. Like in the sense of like taking alone time for yourself or going on a mom, a girl's trip with other moms. Feel the guilt and do it anyway. Why? Because in the long run, it is serving you and it's serving the rest of the family. Look at the benefits. Here's a phrase that I say that I really like. No one suffers from you taking time for yourself. No one suffers and no one benefits when you're running it empty. Think about that. No one's going to suffer from you feeling good and having your cup filled up and feeling refreshed and feeling restored. No one suffers from that. Also, no one benefits. When you feel like a chicken with your head cut off and you're running around and you're screaming and yelling, it is not serving anyone in your family. And I know sometimes it's hormonal issues. I know sometimes there's other things, but your nervous system literally needs a break. It does need a break. It's a thing that moms talk about, being overstimulated, being touched out. It's an actual thing. And instead of just shooing your kids away, like, don't touch me, get away from me, create that daily alone time. So when you are around your kids, you don't feel that way around them. And, you know, sometimes you'll still have moments like that, and that's okay. But my goal is for that not to be your norm. Mama, I need you to understand that even though life feels hard right now, even though you feel like drowning, even though things feel absolutely challenging, there is a better way to do motherhood. You don't have to stay there. You don't. You can choose to do things differently. You can just tell yourself, I'm not settling for this anymore. I choose to make a decision. I choose to prioritize my needs. I choose to choose me at times because I matter too, because I value myself enough to take care of myself. I value myself enough to show up as the best self for the rest of the family, and that requires me to have time for myself. And the most important part, a lot of times when we say, oh, I need alone time, what we do is we go to our room or somewhere else and we try to escape motherhood by scrolling on our phones or watching TV or drinking. Here's the thing, that does not restore you. That does not fill your cup up. That actually increases your stress hormone and it doesn't serve you. When I'm talking about having alone time, doing practices that truly help you feel restored. Is it going on a walk? Is it exercising? Is it moving your body? Is it reading a book? Is it journaling? Is it meditating? Is it doing something, a craft or something that truly refills you? So then you feel better mentally, emotionally, and physically. Scrolling on your phone does not refill your cup. It just helps you escape the reality. All right, I have to run because I'm sure you can hear my baby crying in the background. She woke up from her nap. I was trying to finish this episode. So I'm sorry. It's a little short one, which is probably fine. I don't mind listening to short episodes myself, but I'm going to run. And I hope you, Mama, have a great rest of the day. And remember, no one suffers from you taking time for yourself on a regular basis, and no one benefits from you running an empty. Share this episode with a mama that needs to hear it, and I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.